It's interesting that you said that. I was telling Aida, I was reading about, well, I was really focusing on omnipresence, but the way I was doing it is I found something you had said about how we're actually, since God is omnipresent, who can I be? That's what mm-hmm. I was doing. But then I came across, because of omnipresence, how can anybody or anything be separate from mm-hmm. God? Mm-hmm. And that being the case, then I am, you know, God is that perfection. God is that truth. Mm-hmm. That means I am all that. But it's not just saying it. Every once in a while, when I do that, and then I say, I understand I am the light now. Mm-hmm. I used to think you'd tell kids that because then they're not good mm-hmm. or bad. But when I do that now, it takes me like inside.
Yeah.
And for just a flash, it's yeah. like, there's not a shell. I mean, I don't know how to
yeah,
say it.
Yeah, no, you don't need to say it. I understand what you're saying. You're getting the glimpse of your mind is allowing to contact the truth of this statement.
It's
allowing it to contact it. It's
like I start with that, but then when mm-hmm. I go to the light, just saying that, it's like there's just, all of a sudden, it's like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, don't know. That's when you really
I don't know.
Begin to have a deeper experience when that stage happens.
And it was finding that, what you were talking about, you know, it's the art of living, but the about mm-hmm. who you really are, remembering who you really are. It's kind of that mm-hmm. thing. It takes me there. It's mm-hmm. like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
That is exactly the purpose of omnipresent meditation. That is the purpose, to all of a sudden breaking layers of individuality. All of a sudden it breaks it. It might come back, but it breaks it at that time and loosen it. But here that way, all of a sudden it dawns on you. Jesus.
There's no small, nothing small.
No, it's not small at all.
This is a big deal.